You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's been a few weeks since the police announced that they would be trialling armed response teams in Monaco, Waikato and Canterbury. This decision has been met with a lot of backlash, culminating in a rally at Monaco Square last Saturday. I spoke with Monaco Ward Councillor Efeso Collins, who spoke at the rally, about his thoughts on the decision. I started by asking him about the rally.
Yeah, so the rally was organised by Emily Rakete, who was really good in getting a number of people together just to talk about why they had such an opposition towards the arming of police and the armed response teams. So there were about 50 to 80 people who were there who joined together to hear what people had to say and to join arms in saying that this is not the way forward for the nation. So it was a lovely day to get everyone together, nice, calm, enjoyable atmosphere, but you could really sense the concern that people had as far as arming the police and having the armed response teams out there. So it was a really neat day, and everyone reflecting on what they can do to put pressure on both the government, their local MPs, local politicians and any other lobby groups that might be able to influence a shift in the police decision around this issue.
That's really awesome. So the locations for the trial are Monaco, Waikato and Canterbury. Given that you're a councillor for the Monaco ward, this is all sort of happening within your neighbourhood, how do you feel about that as a council member?
I have a grave concern for the people of South Auckland and of Monaco who I think will be disproportionately affected by this move. What we know is that historically Māori and Pacific people have had really poor interactions with the police. There's always been a sense of anxiety where people don't feel safe at all. Many of our Māori and Pacific people don't feel safe with the police. And so the fact that they're now going to be armed with armed response teams coming around the neighbourhood, we don't even know yet what they're going to be responding to and what the level of call out is that they'll be responding to. And what we know is that overseas, they're going to all sorts of cases now. So they've got art teams running around overseas, and they're not just going to cases where a gun has been drawn. They're going to a number of cases where aren't that high level in their security match. And so it concerns me that they're going to be out there. I know that our people have reached out to me saying, you know, this is not what we want. This is only going to create greater anxiety and tension between historically two parties that have never got on in the first place. So I'm really concerned for our people. Some years ago in Auckland Council, when we did some work on the public nuisance and safety bylaw, when we asked Aucklanders what made them feel most unsafe, the one thing that came back was tall, brown males who wore hoodies. And that's common dress here in South Auckland. And so if that's what makes Aucklanders feel unsafe, then we know very clearly that it's going to be one of the things that will be in the back of the minds of the police, that it's a person who fits that brief that is going to make people unsafe, and it's more than likely that a gun will be drawn on them.
Exactly. So one thing that the police commissioner said is that he wants these communities to feel safer because of this. So I've got to ask, does the increase in the presence of armed officers make you feel safe?
No, it doesn't make me feel safe at all. In fact, it makes me feel the exact opposite. It makes me feel very unsafe. And I find it blindly unacceptable that a man who was out here policing in South Auckland for part of his policing career would suggest that arming the police in South Auckland is going to make people feel safer. He knows himself that that has never been the case. And I think this is an unelected bureaucrat making a decision that is going to have long-reaching effects on a community that's already taking the backlash of poverty. Look, if the police and if any other government agency was interested in making sure that people felt safe, they'd be dealing to poverty, because those are the systemic causes of why so many of our young people turn to gangs. Our people experience rejection in the schooling system, in the health system, and then in society in general. So when society rejects our young people, they will turn to the groups or the aspects and sectors of society that will accept them and receive them. If you're going to find a sense of brotherhood, camaraderie, family, and a meal in the gang system, then of course, as society has failed you in that area, you'll turn to where you're going to find that sense of belonging. And that's why I think we're seeing such an increase in youth gang activity, because continually every message that society sends to young brown men is you don't belong, you don't fit here, so go find somewhere where you do fit, and you just continue to reject them.
So to me, this decision feels very reactionary. Do you think that this is a response to the March 15th attack? I mean, do you think that this is the right way to handle that sort of thing?
Well, if it was the right response to the March 15th attack, then we would have police hanging out in areas where there's where they have intelligence to suggest that there are a lot of white supremacists with guns hanging out. That is not Manukau, and it's not Waikato, I can say that much. So what we've got to, so this is a police overreaction. And I think the police have long wanted to arm themselves. They've long wanted to have police carrying guns. And this is their excuse, which is they call a rationale, but I think this is their excuse to bring it out, to roll out this program. They're going to say, oh, look, the armed respondent teams were very effective. They didn't have to draw their guns, but we know that they added a level of security, so we'll continue to roll it out throughout the country. And I think the rationale is just an excuse. It is a very shallow excuse to begin the downward trend of arming police officers.
Decisions like this, I mean, whose responsibility are they? Like, does the public have any say in these sorts of decisions?
Well, I would expect the public to have a say, but we haven't had a say whatsoever, and that's why we've been so upset that an unelected bureaucrat has made this decision for all of us to kind of live with. I think the government needs to step in. The Minister of Police has come out and said, yeah, it's an operational matter, but I think that's another cheap excuse. The Minister of Police should be seeking a full report as to why this action is being taken, not just take data from everything that's happened since March the 15th, but let's see the data of gun violence in the last 10 years. Let's actually see the rationale which backs the police claim that they need these ARTs roaming our streets. And my sense is there is no data. They have absolutely no evidence to suggest that this is the way that they should be going. And so I'm disappointed in the Minister of Police. I'm disappointed in the Commissioner, who has worked in Counties Manukau for many years prior to taking this role as the Commissioner. He knows what's best for our community, and it's an absolute disgrace that he's now gone ahead and said, yeah, let's arm the police and send these roving armed commandos, and when we have a sense of a problem.
You were recently re-elected as the ward councillor for Manukau. Do you have any plans moving forward to challenge this decision? I mean, what sort of things are you able to do as councillor?
Yeah, well, we're meeting with the police. We've sent emails to the police that we want to meet with them. I know that the district commander in Counties Manukau is keen to meet with me. I've already sent out indication that I'd like to meet with her, with Wendy Spiller. I've written to the commissioner to say that I'm completely displeased with this position, and I think they should recoil from the position that they've taken. And I'll be writing to the Minister of Police himself to get involved and get his hands dirty on this, because you cannot step away. The minute lives are lost because of this kind of policing, you cannot, he cannot walk away from this and just say, oh, well, this is a policing issue, this is operational. He is the Minister of Police, and we demand better of him. And I think it's slack that even he would be taking this position, that he's just going to be a hands-off, I'm going to walk away and wash my hands. He's worked in South Auckland for a long time himself. He was at AUT South for some years. He knows what the community is like. And I think it's a really poor position for him to be taking to allow the police to do this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.